Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Benyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Benyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Benyart Live February Telethon.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Big news happening this week. Big news. A significant story comes from yesterday when Ron Paul came to Denver and hundreds of his supporters ended up at an abortion clinic. But it's not what you might think. In fact, it was a pretty ugly story. We'll get to that. We'll get a report from someone who was there live at the Ron Paul event that was across the street from the abortion clinic yesterday in Denver. But first, something really huge. Pro-lifers, including Leslie Hanks, Colorado Right to Life, have been protesting Komen for over a decade at their Race for the Cure, saying stop funding Planned Parenthood because abortion is a risk factor for breast cancer. Leslie Hanks, they finally listened, sort of. Welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
This is a big story.
It is. It's really incredible.
In fact, you're going to be on a competing radio station at 5 o'clock today.
I am. I'm going to be on with Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman this afternoon.
That's right. So give it to them. In fact, Dan Kaplis has already announced this, saying that this is a significant victory.
Yeah, he did say that yesterday, and that's really good to hear. I don't think we need to, you know, raise the banners quite yet.
No.
I'm not sure we can trust it. But
right, exactly. But what Dan, I think, still doesn't know, and you put out a press release that cost a lot of money. It went all over the country. But this press release is taking the opportunity of this dramatic development. I mean, Komen has a lot of people mad at them right now. A lot of the mainstream media, pro-aborts, Planned Parenthood, the Democratic Party, a lot of people, they're mad because they love child killing. Child killing is like a sacrament to them.
That's right.
And so they're mad at Komen for pulling funding nationwide from Planned Parenthood. But you are taking advantage of this news to remind people of the latest scientific research that abortion is a major risk factor for breast cancer.
That's right. And, you know, that's what we've been trying to share with the women at the Komen Race for the Cure every year for the last, what we said, a decade. It might even be a little longer. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of funny that I believe most of the time they deny that Komen gives money to Planned Parenthood. So now they're whining and crying and screaming.
Right, right. Oftentimes here in Denver, you with Colorado Right to Life met with the local Komen Foundation officials, and they were denying that they give money to the local Rocky Mountain Planned Parenthood.
That's right.
And you guys gave them the documentation. Here's how much you've given them in the last few years.
That was quite a moment.
Yeah, so they were caught lying.
Right.
But then, of course, they defended it. I'd like to quote this press release that went out today. And again, it cost a lot of money to get it. It went through PR Newswire,
right,
which is the same PR agency that, let's say, Barack Obama uses or Mitt Romney. It's the nation's premier PR firm.
Correct.
PR Newswire put out this press release from American Right to Life and quoting your role in building the pressure against Komen for funding this abortion chain. And let me quote from the president of American Right to Life, and the headline of the press release is this: American Right to Life suspects the breast cancer link is the reason Komen pulls their abortion chain funding. So American Right to Life is suspecting. Now, Komen is not admitting.
No, they're saying that they can't give to organizations that are under investigation and through Congress. And
right.
That's kind of a cover, we think. But
yeah, Planned Parenthood is publicly saying that's not the reason. That is not the reason Komen has pulled their funding. A lot of people in the media, the liberal pro-abort media, are saying, what is the mysterious reason why Komen pulled their funding? How could it be? Because a Republican representative, a chairman of a subcommittee in the House, sent a letter of inquiry back in September. So I don't know where that's all at, but there's just no way that's why Komen stopped funding Planned Parenthood.
Well, and that investigation probably relates to wonderful Lila Rose's incredible investigations, that where she goes in undercover or makes phone calls undercover. And I believe she called dozens of Planned Parenthood operations around the country last year and asked about mammograms. Could she, you know, as a client, come in and get one? And to a mill.
To an abortuary.
They all said, no, we don't do mammograms, but we do refer. So
we'll refer you to an actual healthcare facility, but we kill kids here. Are you pregnant?
Right.
Right. That's their routine. So this is something where Komen says, we stopped funding Planned Parenthood nationally. They gave an order to all of their local, their regional affiliates, cease and desist. Do not give donations to your local Planned Parenthood organization. So here in Colorado, they're trying to buck that. The Colorado Komen Group, they're trying to fight to give Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains money still. They're not going to do it in the near term, but they're going to try. So what is the real reason? People in the media, many, not all, but many are saying Komen is not coming clean. They're not telling us why. Planned Parenthood is saying it's pressure from pro-life groups.
Those mean pro-lifers.
Yeah, and I do like that.
Yeah.
But I think there's a deeper meaning in here. Let me quote from Lolita Hanks, nurse practitioner and president of American Right to Life, in today's press release, February 1st, 2012, all over the internet, Yahoo News, Everywhere News,
right,
anywhere, just Google it. Now that the lead National Cancer Institute researcher on the abortion cancer link has reversed herself and warned of abortion as a significant risk factor for breast cancer, says Lolita Hanks.
No relation, but...
No relation, unless you go back to Noah.
Right.
Right. The pro-life pressure on Planned Parenthood and Susan G. Komen is increasing. So Lolita Hanks is reminding people, hey, the National Cancer Institute's lead researcher on this topic has reversed herself.
That's incredible.
That's big news.
That is, yeah. And so few people know about it. That's why this press release was so critical time-wise.
They just don't know. And what a news hook, right?
Yeah.
Because to get people's attention, you often need a news hook.
Right.
So could you read the next quote in this press release? And it's from American Right to Life Research Director Daryl Berkey.
Okay. So it says, Louise Brinton was largely responsible for getting the government-funded NCI, National Cancer Institute, to deny the abortion breast cancer link. But now she's reversed herself and co-authored a study which includes induced abortion as a significant breast cancer risk factor. That's stunning.
Right.
That's really stunning.
That is stunning. And we have then the press release actually quotes from a peer-reviewed technical journal, a medical journal. This is published by the American Association for Cancer Research. It's their Cancer Epidemiology Journal. So this is right out of the horse's mouth, and Louise Brinton with NCI and her co-authors wrote this of the risk factors for breast cancer. She wrote specifically older age. So older women get breast cancer more than younger women, right?
It used to be the case.
Used to be. Now, increasingly younger women,
sadly,
more and more.
So, yes.
But generally speaking, older age, family history of breast cancer. Induced abortion. What? Induced abortion? Come on. Oral contraceptive use. What? Were associated with an increased risk for breast cancer. That was denied by Louise Brinton in the conference that she organized, which the whole country quotes, saying that abortion is not a risk factor. Now, she has co-authored a refereed scientific journal article that says abortion is a risk factor. This is a significant change in her own position.
It's incredible how long this stuff takes to dribble out, Bob, because I was at the Concerned Women for America conference back in the early 90s, I believe, when Joel Brind, our friend Joel Brind from...
Dr. Joel Brind, who's quoted in this press release from Baruch College.
Right. And he made the claim, the startling claim back in the early 90s, that there was a link between abortion and breast cancer. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, no woman is going to get an abortion if she knows she's going to get breast cancer. So what are we talking, 20-some years ago?
Wow.
And now it's finally getting
it
on
is,
the radar
it,
screen.
It is. In fact, the press release then goes on to quote endocrinologist Joel Brind, which makes him an expert on this topic.
Right.
And he says this. The 2003 conference of the National Cancer Institute, which denied abortion as a risk factor for breast cancer, refused to allow attending scientists to present the opposing position of the scientific research establishing the link, showing that abortion was declassified as a cancer risk for political and not scientific reasons. And how true. And then, and I like this press release, Leslie, because it's educational, it goes on to explain. Dr. Brind then explains the NCI's own statistics show that breast cancer has increased in America and only in women who were of childbearing age when abortion was legalized nationwide in 1973, so much so that nationally, cancer would have steadily declined, except it has held steady at the expense of women getting breast cancer. That's stunning.
It is. It is. And, you know, our good friend Karen Malik is reminding us that even though we should thank the Komen individuals or the organization for making a wise decision, at least it looks to be right now to cut
funding. Planned Parenthood.
We need to keep the pressure on because Komen has been involved in a cover-up of the connection between abortion and breast
cancer
all these years.
In fact, a friend of American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life was a consultant on staff with Komen.
Eve Silver.
And she looked at the research, and she's a medical analyst. And she went to the Komen officials, and she said, look, guys, there are studies from all over the world, and these are by major universities, and these universities are pro-choice, and they're showing, they're documenting the link between legalized abortion and increases in breast cancer, and this is happening around the world.
Yeah, and meanwhile, for the last, 10, 20 years, more and more women are still aborting and getting breast cancer younger and younger, and it's just criminal.
Right.
Really, there needs to be a class action lawsuit in my book.
Yeah. Yeah, and Dr. Joel Brind points out, like the pro board say on Wikipedia, Brad Lopez, the producer for Dan Kaplan's show, I sent this information to him weeks ago, and he sent me a link to the Wikipedia propaganda page.
Right.
So I said, Brad, NCI's lead researcher reversed her position. You think she doesn't know about Wikipedia? So they'll say things like, well, in Japan, they have abortion, but they have a much lower breast cancer rate. So they'll say, it doesn't affect breast cancer.
Right.
And Dr. Joel Brind points out, yeah, they have a much lower cancer rate generally, but the women who've had abortions are far more likely to get breast cancer in Japan than the women who haven't.
That's right.
Far more likely. So it's playing games. It's lying with statistics.
Right.
And
right.
Brad is responsible. As a human being and a producer, he's been censoring this kind of information from the host of his show.
Wow. Well,
that's a responsibility that he bears. I mean, women are really getting breast cancer, and a lot of them are women who've gone to Planned Parenthood.
And Planned Parenthood continues to give out oral contraceptives. I was at a symposium last year on 50 years of the pill, and Dr. Angela Lanfranchi, breast surgeon, made the startling claim that the pill is a Molotov cocktail for breast cancer.
Well, so, this study by NCI's lead researcher on abortion and breast cancer says, and you heard it earlier, that oral contraceptives give an increased risk for breast cancer and a 300% increased risk for the worst kind of breast cancer, triple negative breast cancer. 300%.
It's criminal.
I'd like to share this with the audience. This explains it. Professor Joel Brind says that on Komen's website, they have a factual error. They claim that the breast is mature after puberty.
That's right, and that's not true.
He shames them. He says, how could they promote such false medical information? He says, actually, third trimester pregnancy hormones begin the final maturation process and the differentiation of mammary gland cells. Abortion prevents this, leaving the woman with more undifferentiated cells that are vulnerable to carcinogens, increasing her risk of breast cancer. It is known exactly why abortion increases breast cancer incidence.
That's right.
Exactly why.
And can we bring up the very final paragraph
where we
did ask.
And then Ron Paul in Denver. Go ahead.
We did ask the people from Komen, Denver, Dana Brandorf, when we had our meeting, why don't you tell women that abortion is the most preventable risk factor? And she said, well, we tend to focus on the cure. We're focusing our energies on that rather than the preventative. That is, it's unbelievable.
It's startling. It's horrifying. It's just stunning. And now with the NCI lead researcher on your side, Leslie Hanks, on the opposite side of Brad Lopez, I'm picking on him today. The word is getting out. And what a brilliant time to strike with this press release, which is at American Right to Life's website right at the top.
Well, so
folks should check
it out. Guys.
Now, could you share the microphone with Joe Scott? Joe, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. It's good to be here.
Ron Paul was in Denver yesterday, and lo and behold, his stop was right across the street from our largest abortion clinic in the whole state.
That's right. It's not even a really big street. It's like an alley.
Right. Separating Planned Parenthood in Denver from the Renaissance.
Right.
Which is where Colorado Right to Life's banquet is every year.
That's right.
Because we put that crime tape around the abortion.
Yeah.
Clinic, right?
That's funny.
And we let people see that's the enemy right there. They're the child killers.
Yeah. They're committing a crime, murder.
So Ron Paul went to the Renaissance and hundreds of young people came out.
Right. It was a well-attended event, and the parking for the hotel filled up quickly. Then Planned Parenthood owns the whole block, so they would park bumper to bumper around the block.
Around the block. It wasn't thousands, but it was hundreds of people.
And there's two empty parking lots right there.
Two empty parking lots where you protest, actually sidewalk council, to save babies and moms.
Right across the entrance from Planned Parenthood. And those two parking lots were filled.
They were filled. So, in other words, scores of cars parked, and they had to walk by you to get to the Renaissance.
That's right.
And you guys have huge signs, don't kill your baby. This is an abortion clinic. We're trying to save kids. And Ron Paul supporters are mostly pro-life. So I bet you had a great time of fellowship and encouragement.
Well, Bob, we really expected that to happen, but that's not true.
What?
Just the opposite happened.
What?
It was shocking and very discouraging to see the kinds of people that we saw walking into the Ron Paul event. They were not pro-life. The most pro-life thing that anyone said to us is it's a state's rights issue.
Oh, but you're in a state, aren't you? You're in a state. So they said that as a criticism.
Right. And I said, she's a child, not a state's rights issue. And she
Joe, she's a child, not a state's rights issue.
Right. And when you began to explain even the Constitution to those, they just walked away. They just didn't want to hear it. We were idiots as far as they're concerned. In fact, they called us that. Many of them did. Many of them used a lot of vulgar language and gestures.
Wow.
And we weren't soliciting that from them. They saw our signs and they just felt compelled to comment. They were shouting from their cars, pro-choice. We did not expect this at all. We thought we'd have fellowship, like you said.
Yeah, you'd have some support, some encouragement.
Right. Even the right. Christians.
It wasn't an animal rights conference. Then you would expect hostility, foul mouth, vulgar, pro-choice,
that's
get
exactly
a life.
Right.
You'd expect that from an animal rights crowd. This is a Ron Paul crowd.
Yeah, and even more disheartening were the Christians that were going in, because they would stop, and they were polite, of course, but they'd say, you know, he's pro-life. And when we would start to tell them that he's not pro-life, they were very upset with us and stomped off, because they are happy that he's a constitutionalist.
Yeah.
And they could care less
they could
about
care less.
The immoral things that this man represents.
Yeah. So many young people were there. One pro-lifer asked, how can he gather so many young people? Well, he wants to legalize pot.
That's right.
So that's like the number one most popular topic on any college campus. So you got an old geezer who wants to legalize pot. He's going to be popular.
Right. He's very popular.
How about homosexuality? How about homosexual marriage? Does he think that we need to defend marriage? No, he doesn't.
Yeah. He's been capable in this campaign of uniting all the fringe single-issue voters.
Single-issue, selfish, perversion, bloodshed voters. So most libertarians are radically pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. The Libertarian Party platform is pro-abortion. Abortion should be legal in every state, everywhere.
Right.
And no state should be able to ban homosexual marriage or homosexuals adopting children or prostitution or on and on and on. I mean, it's the ACLU.
You can see if he would win, he would work. He would diligently work to undermine the moral fabric
for
of our
his
country.
Constituency,
what's left?
Right.
What's left of it?
So
you know?
What he tells pro-lifers is what we want to hear, that he's 100% pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
But when you corner him, and he doesn't like to talk about this, but he has to be cornered or forced to, like at a personhood event, don't you think that the constitutional protections of human beings should apply to children in the womb? No.
No, it's a state's rights
no.
issue.
So in Ron Paul's America, every state can kill children, and Ron Paul's federal executive branch would defend the right of each state to have systematic child killing within their borders.
Right. That's exactly right. And it's just disheartening to understand that the Christians don't.
They don't
understand that.
So Ron Paul, personally, in his heart of hearts, he says he's pro-life.
Yes.
Personally.
A lot of good that does.
Yeah. He agrees with Harry Blackmun in Roe v. Wade that the constitutional protections of rights should not apply to the unborn child. Ron Paul agrees with that. That's what people said about blacks. Wherever
right.
the Constitution had the affirmation of human rights, people said it's wrong to apply those rights to blacks.
When I brought that up to you that would even let me get that far yesterday, that's where it ended. They just stomped off.
They stomped off. Remember Stephen A. Douglas? I brought our kids a homeschool trip. We went to the St. Louis Arch. There's a museum under the arch. There's a photo of a plaque at Pro-Life Profile's Ron Paul page. And that plaque is by Stephen A. Douglas. And he said back during when slavery was tearing the country apart, and it was a big states' rights issue, he said, to paraphrase, I care more about the glorious principle of states' rights than I do about all the Negroes in Christendom.
Same with Ron Paul.
Same with Ron Paul. Same with Ron Paul's pro-life supporters. If they're advocating his Sanctity of Life Act, which explicitly makes it clear if a state allows abortion, the federal government has to look the other way. The federal government has to ignore it. And the federal governments are not, they're prohibited from enforcing the God-given right to life. How could you have a court system where the court is prohibited from acknowledging the right to life? That is Ron Paul's perverse view of government.
So sad that so many Christians are going along with it and just following him like lemmings without thinking it through, without looking at the moral consequences.
Yeah. And the Libertarian official party platform, and Ron Paul is in love with the Libertarian Party. He's been their idol, which is so weird, for years. So the Christians who are supporting this are undermining the Judeo-Christian moral truths that are the only hope for restoring this country
Amen.
To sanity and morality, and where kids are safe, and marriages between a man and a woman, and on, and prostitution is not legal. And so, hey, Joe, we're doing our telethon, and this is so important for Bob and Yurt Live to stay on the internet for another year. And Doug McBurney has offered a $200 matching gift so that if anyone gives $200, he will match it. So that'll be $400.
Whoa, to start thanks, us Doug. Off. Thank you, Doug. It's so important. This year is going to be an unbelievable year. We can see the cards kind of crumbling around Planned Parenthood. We see the truth about Komen coming out. You don't want to lose KGov as a source of information. You just don't want to lose it because it's probably one of the few places you're going to get it.
Where not only can you get good information, but then we systematically outline it on the internet and we make it so that it's searchable when people Google.
And well-documented.
Yes. So if they Google, say, abortion and breast cancer, they will find tremendous information, interviews with scientists, exposing Komen, the Right to Life meeting with the Komen officials. It's all stunning, and it's all right there. But we don't only do that for abortion breast cancer. We do that for personhood and for abortion regulations, and then you could kill the
and
child.
And creation topics.
Evolution. On so many topics.
That's right.
And the trustworthiness of God's word, the Bible, and how the pro-life movement should be based on a Christian biblical foundation and not like National Right to Life gave it over to fundraisers and lawyers and politicians. And so we lost it. We have a $200 match.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Somebody out there in Radioland came through. You know, this goal of the telethon in February is to keep us on the internet for another year. That means kgov.com, realsciencefriday.com, and then all the work that really quite a few Christian activists use around the country in their own evangelism and persuading others, they get it from the resources right here online at kgov.com.
I know I do. I do, and I send it out oftentimes to many Christian leaders around the country, and they pick it up.
I heard that Operation Rescue National sent out Leslie Hanks, the American Right to Life press release
yes,
today.
Yes, they did.
That's exciting. Leslie Hanks, thank you. Thanks for sharing the microphone with Joe Scott. Joe, thank you. Please tell your husband, Ken, hi. Please help us with our telethon, 800-8-NYART.
Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation, to the Bob Enyart Live February telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon.